Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about having David Wood on the show, folks. David's a new friend, and David is a certified coach. He's an international speaker. Sometimes when he's hanging out, he does a little stand-up comedy work. He's a co-author of a number of books, including Guerrilla Marketing on the Front Lines, and his new book is called Get Paid for Who You Are. Boy, I'll tell you what, I'd like that if I could just get paid for who I am. I'm not sure what I'd get, but we're going to get David to help us with that. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. And it sounds to me like you are getting paid for who you are.
Hey, I heard a story about a guy who went to a job interview, and he came home, and somebody, his wife said, "Did you get the job?" He said, "No." And she said, "Why not?" He said, "Did they offer you a job?" He said, "Yeah, they did." She said, "Why didn't you take it?" He said, "Because they wanted to pay me what I was worth, and I won't work for that little."
Yep.
And there are a lot of people out there right now, David, who are looking for jobs, millions of people who are looking for work. Mm-hmm. And many of them are doing what I did over 20 years ago when I got downsized back in the 80s. They're thinking about starting their own business. They're thinking about carving their own niche of the marketplace, creating their own little space in the marketplace. What do you think about that idea?
I think it's a great idea. I think that 20 years ago, it was a lot harder to start a business, and you had to take a lot of risk. You had to spend maybe $10,000 in capital. You had to start a brick-and-mortar business, and if it didn't work out, you were in a lot of trouble.
And there wasn't a lot of leveraging tools like we have today.
That's right. So I'm very passionate about an internet business, just a simple online business, because you can get started for under $200, and if it doesn't work out in 3 months, you tweak it or you shift into a slightly different area, still online, and then and you try it again. So that's I think you can actually get paid for who you are now, because you can share something that you're passionate about using the internet and get paid for that.
David, we're going to let you run with that today, and I agree with you. That does happen. What I worry about is everybody sees those ads that you've seen, we've all seen, about the person who says, you know, buy my $250 box here, and inside you'll have all the stuff you need to get rich, and there's these testimonies of people who made all this money. People see that, people buy that, and then they write me emails and say, "How do I get my money back from this guy? This didn't work."
Yeah, well, you're not going to have that issue today because, Jim, you sound like a nice guy, and I'm actually happy to give a free copy to your listeners. So they're not going to have to chase you for their money back. I want people to try this out. I want people who want the freedom of an internet business, people who want to work 2 days a week instead of five, people who'd like to be able to work from home or Hawaii if they want to. I want to create a big buzz with this book.
One thing I want to point out, though, David, the first week you work, you're not going to work 2 days. You're going to work 8 days.
Oh, you got that right.
I mean, that's the thing we need to point out is when David talks about working 2 days a week, he's talking about somewhere out in the future after you've already worked your backside off.
That's true. Now, for people who think, well, but I don't have the time now to do that, I say you can get started in a simple internet business with an hour a day. If you're willing to commit an hour a day, at the end of 3 months, you could have a very simple machine that's not making you loads of money, but you could see your first sale coming
in. This is the key, isn't it? Getting that structure built that you can then scale.
Yep, that's
right.
This is why a lot of people fail at starting something new or starting an internet business. The number one reason they fail, Jim, is they don't get started.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people...
You can't win a lottery if you don't buy a ticket, can you?
Yeah, some people... many people will read the book and won't actually begin. That's where they fail. The second way they fail is because they won't be persistent. It's not rocket science, Jim. If you're willing to put it in your diary and commit to an hour a day for 3 months, then you will have something. It may not be $1 million yet, but you can have your first couple of sales coming in, and from there, you just build.
All right, let's talk about that. Your first step. You got 5 steps in the book.
I do.
First step.
It works for any small business or anyone who's thinking of starting a small business. So hit number one, decide who you help. You might love gardening, and you decide you're going to create a simple CD to help people create a garden on a shoestring budget. There's your first step. The second step is set up your website in 7 days. Now, some people go, hang on, I couldn't set it up in 7 months, let alone 7 days.
Some people can do it in 3 hours.
Exactly. I want you to get momentum, so set it up with 2 or 3 pages, get it up on the board. You'll be tweaking that for the rest of
your life. Go to Yola.com, and they'll set you one up for free in probably minutes.
Yeah, or Weebly, Weebly.com. You can click and drag in 5 or 10 minutes, and it's free. Now, step three is set up your newsletter in 7 days. And, Jim, I bet this is where many small businesses are falling down right now.
You know why, don't you? Because they think they can't write. They think they don't have anything to say.
Well, some people think that. But, again, you pick gardening or say you want to help people.
You pick out what you're good at, what you know. Everybody's an expert at something.
Yep, that's right. So it's not that hard to write a 2-paragraph article. It doesn't have to be long. Write 2 paragraphs on a special tip for your audience. That's how you build a relationship with your audience.
But, David, here's the thing about that. Zillions of people are giving that kind of stuff away. How do we make money at it?
Well, step one is the key. When you decide who you help, you want to focus in quite narrowly. You want to pick a target market that's quite focused. So instead of gardens, perhaps you pick indoor Japanese gardens.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of parenting in general, perhaps you say how to survive the first 7 days of parenting. So you focus, and that's the way you can stand out when there are so many businesses.
David, when I first started taking photography 30 years ago, I had a new SLR 35 millimeter camera, and I started taking all kinds of pictures, and I'd get them developed, and I'd realize what I was taking wasn't very interesting because I was basically taking pictures of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that I need to start taking pictures of smaller things and focusing on, instead of the field of flowers, 2 flowers.
Yep.
Or, you know, something like that. And once I started focusing, my photography got better.
Exactly. That's a beautiful analogy.
And it's the same way with business. And that's the beauty of the current marketplace. And that's the reason why what you're talking about has a chance to work today and it didn't have, as you said, 20 years ago, is because you can focus. You can create niches of niches of niches, ladies and gentlemen, in the 21st century marketplace. David Wood and I will be right back. His new book is called Get Paid for Who You Are. Stay with us.
And I'll be at your side forevermore.
Welcome back. It's 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We built it so you could have the maximum opportunity to be successful. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes anywhere in between on any topic under the Small Business Sun. We got something that you can read, listen, or check out, ask a question, get an answer. Check out our Brain Trust members, like our brand new Brain Trust member, David Wood, who's with us right now. David is the author of Get Paid for Who You Are. David, tell us how we can find you online.
You can't forget the URL, I tell you. We set up one just so you can remember it. It's called getmybooktoday.com. Get my book when? getmybooktoday.com.
And you're going to, what's this free offer thing you were talking about?
You know, we just signed a deal with Sting's Rainforest Foundation to give away books for charity for a limited time.
Right.
So if they go right now, I'm going to waive the price. They can have the e-book. Or if they help me with shipping and handling, they can have the physical book. I just want to get this in people's hands.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Well, I appreciate that because it's a good time to get people. I mean, there are a lot of people out there who are looking for answers, and they don't have a lot of money.
Yep.
Well, yep. We appreciate that. And that's getmybookforfree.com?
No, get my book today. My book when? Getmybooktoday.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. You know, who loves you? You know, when you listen to the Small Business Advocate show, you never know what we're going to drop on you. Hey, David, let's get back to the steps of following your strategy here.
Yeah.
Decide who you want to help, meaning what do you know, who would like to hear what you have to say. And you know, I've met a lot of people out there, a lot of entrepreneurs who did exactly what you just said, and they literally turned, I mean, they're making a lot of money. They're wealthy right now. It's not for everybody, but who knows, it might be you. What about number two, set up your website? You said that.
Yep.
Can you believe, David, that the statistics are showing that half of small business owners don't have a website? How preposterous is that?
Look, I can't even imagine that. And I'll tell you another trap, Jim. A lot of website owners, they're insane because they expect that when people come to their website, they'll just buy their product instantly or service. Like, oh, yeah. I don't know you, but if you just give me your credit card, we'll get on fine. It's ridiculous. So when you do have a website presence, you want to make sure you're capturing their email address. And how do you do that? You give them something of value, something for free, the same way I'm giving you my book
right
today. So I'm modeling what I do.
We're not going to get your book without giving you our email address.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yep.
So it's a lead capture. And then I get to build a relationship with you,
yep,
give you value over time. And then if I demonstrate value, chances are you'll buy something down the track.
And the next thing is build your newsletter in 7 days. You mentioned that earlier. And by the way, speaking of websites and your newsletter, the ability to take money online is e-commerce, folks, and that's not the same thing as setting up a simple website. Right, David?
That
is a little more involved.
It's an extra step, but this is the beauty, and again, why I say start a simple online business, because 20 years ago, that was hard to do. Now, you can go and get a PayPal account in
right
10 minutes, and you're taking credit cards.
Right.
It's ridiculous. It's like someone just went and set up everything possible.
But that
for
is
you.
That is another step you have to do. We want to make sure people understand that.
Yep, that's
all right
true.
Number
that's
four,
true.
Create your own product in 7 days.
Yeah, this is
but
important.
Now, when you say product, folks, unfocus your eyes, ladies and gentlemen. When he says product, he's not necessarily talking about something you hold.
No. In fact, I prefer you don't, because I want you to create an information product.
You don't like inventory, do you?
Well, it's more about having the margins. So if you create a CD or an MP3 that people can download from the internet,
mm-hmm,
you can make 99.5% profit on that because you've got no expenses in selling each one. Now, I don't know about you, but 99.5% profit margin is something
I can live with. That's a pretty good margin. All right, and folks, but it's got to be something that you know that maybe other people don't know, that something that, and never underestimate the fact that you know something that other people would like to have.
That's right. And people think, well, why do I need a product? Like, say you're an accountant or you're a lawyer. You're expecting people to come to your site and just buy your service.
Right.
And that's insane. So you give them the newsletter, that's step three. But let's give them something else they can bite off, something under $50. That's where your CD
right
comes in with
right
the top seven ways to save on tax.
Or even $9.99. People will do that, and they'll do it through PayPal. You're right about that. That's a good tool. David, we got to get traffic to our site. That's number five. You got to, in a minute, you got to tell us how to do that.
Yep. Yeah, I'll give you a very simple tip on how to do it. Is you these articles that you wrote for your newsletter, you now go and deposit those at article banks all around the website, like ezinedirectories.com or ezinemarketplace.com. They're craving your articles. So you go and post those there with a link back to your site. That's the simplest, quickest way to start getting traffic and to curry favor with Google, because Google loves that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Google is looking for that. They're looking for content. They especially like blog posts, don't they?
They do. So what we've got here now, Jim, is a system, because people get overwhelmed. They pay $250 or $1,000, get this big study program,
right,
and they don't know where to start. Follow the five steps. It'll work for any business to help you double your revenue using the Internet.
One thing about it, folks, is you can do what he's talking about without spending a lot of money. And some of you have got more money, more time than money right now, so check it out. Give us that website again, David.
It's getmybooktoday.com.
Getmybooktoday.com. Check it out, folks.
Com.
He's making you a heck of an offer. Hey, David, thanks for being here. Will you come back another day?
I'd love to, Jim. You're a lot of fun.
We had fun today. Thanks for being here. David Wood, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.